Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, record the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am forever thankful that Jesus was born into the world. Verse 4 of Matthew 2 states, "And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. The child for whom Herod sought was called Christ." Jesus was called Christ, the Anointed One. Biblical writers refer to him as Christ. Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus was the Anointed One of Almighty God. In a previous lesson, we discussed that Jesus had been anointed by God to save. He had been anointed to reconcile, and he had been anointed to mediate. Today, Jesus is anointed to rule. Matthew 2, verse 6, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Jesus would come from the tribe of Judah. He would come as a governor to rule the people. Jesus Christ was born into the world so that he might be a ruler. It was God's appointed purpose for Christ to rule over his people. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah, at chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, predicted, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." A child would be born, a son would be given, and he would be given a government. The government of God would rest upon his shoulder. He would bring peace into the world through his government. He would sit upon the throne of David and reign over the kingdom of God. Isaiah said that Jesus Christ would order it and establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Isaiah predicted something very unusual. He predicted that Jesus Christ would rule over a kingdom even forever. No earthly ruler has ever sat upon his throne forever. No kingdom has ever stood forever. But the kingdom of God and the reign of Jesus Christ would be forever. Jesus Christ would be born into the world so that he might sit upon the throne of David and rule over the kingdom of God. In John chapter 18, verses 36 and 37, Jesus is in a conversation with Pilate. Pilate is the governor of Rome. He sits upon a throne. He has rule and authority. He asked Jesus if he were a king. Jesus answered Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Jesus told Pilate that his kingdom was not of this world. His kingdom was not a physical kingdom. No physical kingdom can stand forever. There will be decay. There will be deterioration. There will be ruin. There will be an end. Therefore, the kingdom of Jesus Christ was not of this world, but rather his kingdom had come from God. His reign was appointed by God. He would sit upon the throne and reign and rule over the kingdom of God, being the authority by which all men should bow their knee and confess with their tongue. Ephesians 1, verses 20 and 21 speaks of God performing his mighty power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The verse says, "Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Almighty God, in his power, raised Jesus from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That seat is far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion. That power is above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Jesus has been seated upon the eternal throne of Almighty God, ruling over the eternal kingdom of God. That kingdom has been set. The throne of Jesus has been set. Jesus now rules. This rule had been appointed by God. Jesus was also anointed to reveal God. God sent Christ into the world so that we might know God. In the creation of the universe, we see God. But in the Word of God, we come to know God. Through Jesus Christ, we can have a relationship with God. John 1, verse 18, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. No human eye has ever beheld God." Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, who has come from the bosom of the Father, hath declared him. Jesus in the world declared God. He told men of God. He revealed that he was from God. He even emphatically stated that he was God. When human eye looked upon Jesus, they saw God. They saw the loveliness of God. They saw the purity of God. They saw the majesty and the greatness of God. They saw the authority and dominion of God. They saw God in all of his love, his mercy, his compassion, and his pity for humanity. Jesus had come into the world so that humanity might know God. Matthew 11, verse 27, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." God had delivered unto Jesus Christ all things, so that in knowing the Son, we might know the Father. Jesus revealed the Father unto humanity. He showed us what a relationship with God was like. He showed us the importance of serving God and being obedient unto God. He showed us the love that God had for humanity and the care that God would provide for his people, the church. In John chapter 14, verses 7 through 9, Jesus said, "If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip, who was a follower of Christ, saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. If you show us the Father, that will be sufficient for us. We desire to know God." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Philip wanted to see the Father. Jesus said, You have seen me, therefore you have seen God. What a revelation that God made unto the world when Jesus was born. As Jesus ministered, as Jesus preached, as Jesus traveled from place to place, human eye beheld God in all of His glory and in all of His greatness. Jesus is called Christ because He has been anointed to redeem. Jesus came to purchase humanity for the sole possession of Almighty God. 1 Peter 1, 18-19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. When something is redeemed, it is purchased. We were redeemed, states the Apostle Peter. We were not redeemed with temporal things such as silver and gold, those things that are corruptible. We were redeemed from a vain conversation, from a vain conduct. We were redeemed from sin. We were purchased from the devil. We were in bondage to sin because whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. We were redeemed not with corruptible things, but notice, with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Jesus came into the world so that He might become the sacrificial lamb that was offered upon the mercy seat of God, whose blood had the power to atone, to redeem every human soul that will be obedient to the gospel of Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 7, as Paul explains the spiritual blessings that are found in Christ Jesus, he says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. We have redemption in Jesus Christ through His blood. Blood was the price that was paid for our redemption. Blood was the offering that Jesus made upon the cross of Christ so that human souls could be redeemed from the bondage of sin and from the servitude of Satan. In that redemption through His blood, we have received the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of God's grace. How rich is the grace of God that He was willing through His only begotten Son upon the cross of Calvary, that we could be redeemed and have the forgiveness of our sins. What a joy it is to know that we have been forgiven. What comfort it is that we know that we have been forgiven by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9, verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The Old Testament witnessed the blood of goats and calves being offered upon the mercy seat for the atonement of sin. And every year, year after year, that sacrifice had to be made so that those sins could be atoned. But in Christ Jesus, who entered into the holy place with His blood, Scripture says we have obtained eternal redemption. No other sacrifice has to be made. No other offering has to be given. No more death, no more sacrifice, for Jesus Christ is the eternal sacrifice, and through His blood we have eternal redemption. Romans 6:18, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. In the blood of Christ we have received liberty from sin. We are slaves that have been set free from the servitude of darkness. We are free from sin, and in that freedom we have become the servants of God. Jesus is the Christ. He is the one who has been appointed by God, and through whom we have redemption. Jesus has been anointed to rule. He has been anointed to reveal God. He has been anointed to redeem. Jesus the Christ, the anointed of God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.